the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Come in, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Telk as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca curry.
And now for the Aldrich family. When you take a typical American family, plus some friends and neighbors, and then add one teenage boy, you needn't bother to stir things up. The boy, if he's like Henry Aldrich, will somehow attend to that. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is late afternoon.
No, Homer, I think you don't have to.
You do? I don't?
Definitely not.
Boy, Hen, I hope you're right. I've been saving for 2 months to get a new band for my wristwatch. And now if I had to... Suppose she expects me to.
She couldn't.
How do you know?
I'll bet Agnes doesn't even know it's the anniversary of your first date with her.
Do you really think so, Hen?
Sure. Who remembers things like that? My father never does. I'm surprised you even thought of it.
Boy, I'll never forget it.
Well, okay, Homer. You have a special reason for remembering your anniversary, but Agnes doesn't, does she?
Gee, maybe you're right, Hen. And boy, is that a load off my mind.
Sure.
Sure. Now I can concentrate on my wristwatch.
Sure.
Do you think I ought to get a brown leather band, Hen, or a black one?
I thought I heard voices in here.
Hi, Mother.
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich.
Hello, boys, and congratulations, Homer.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich. What for?
Isn't Saturday an anniversary of some kind?
Oh.
Your very first date with Agnes, isn't it?
Hen.
She was, Mother. How did you know?
I was out shopping this morning, and I ran into Agnes.
Oh.
So my heartiest congratulations to the both of you, Homer, and many happy returns.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome, boys. If you want some fruit, it's in the icebox.
Who could eat fruit now? See, Henry?
So what? So my mother knows. What does that prove?
It proves Agnes knows.
All right, supposing Agnes does know. What does that prove?
It proves there goes my watch band.
Not necessarily.
Alice, you know where... Hello, boys.
Hi, Father.
Hi, Father. I mean, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, by the way, Homer, I ran into a friend of yours down at the Emporium today.
You did, Mr. Aldrich? Whom?
Agnes.
Oh. May I ask in what department?
I believe it was in Ladies Unmentionables.
Ah.
Is your mother in the kitchen, Henry?
I think so, Father.
See you later, boys.
Well, that does it.
Homer, why do you keep jumping at conclusions?
I'm not jumping at them, Hen. They're jumping at me.
I still don't see it.
Then what was Agnes doing in Ladies Unmentionables?
I don't know. Maybe she was just looking around.
Sure, and I know why.
Why?
To see what she could exchange what I'm going to give her for.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. Is Homer there?
Yeah, he is, Agnes.
Agnes? Oh.
Let me talk to him.
Okay. Here, Homer.
Hello, Agnes. Oh, boy. Agnes, is there any special reason you asked me to come over to your house?
No, Homer, I was just lonely.
Oh.
Isn't it wonderful, Homer? Another wonderful, thrilling year.
Sure.
And, Homer, I just want you to know that I don't expect a thing as an anniversary present.
You don't?
Of course not. I have you. What more could I ask for?
Nothing, Agnes.
Another year, and we're still together. That's all any girl needs to make her happy, her man.
Sure. Don't you think a brown band would go better with my wristwatch than a black?
And anyway, I don't think it's fair for a girl to expect a boy to spend all his money on her.
Sure. That's what I like about you, Agnes. You're so fair.
Sure. $4 or $5 ought to be plenty.
Oh.
Homer.
What?
Give me a hint.
Oh, I can't.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Just because.
Homer Brown, haven't you decided yet what you're going to get me?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? What does that mean?
Henry's supposed to be thinking of something.
Oh. Homer?
What?
Get Henry on the phone and find out what you're going to give me.
But Agnes...
Here, start talking.
Yes, ma'am. Call operator, give me Elm 431.
Now remember, Homer, I don't want you to spend a cent over $4 or $5.
Yes, Agnes.
Unless you promise you'll get me something cheaper for my birthday.
Oh. Call him. This is Homer. Did you think of anything yet? Uh-huh. What? But him. Yeah, I know, but... Uh-huh. I suppose so, him. Yeah. Buy him.
Well...
We want it to be a surprise, Agnes.
A surprise? Homer, that's wonderful. I just love surprises. What is it?
You'll see.
Is it something I can wear?
Maybe.
I'll bet it's something I can eat. Is it, Homer?
Maybe.
No, it's something I can wear. I'm sure of it. Is it?
Maybe.
Homer, give me your hand.
I can't.
Why?
Henry said you'd try to force it out of me so he wouldn't even tell me.
Henry, couldn't you think of something that'd still leave Homer enough for the watch band?
I tried to, Mother, but a watch band would only leave Agnes 45 cents. You can't get much for that.
No, I imagine not.
Besides, I think the dozen roses will be very appropriate.
Poor Homer.
Yeah, he sure wanted that watch band.
Maybe this will teach him to change girls at least once a year.
Boy, if I only had a little more money, I'd buy him that watch band myself.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Henry. Since it's Homer's anniversary, I'll match whatever you put up. How much do you have in your dime bank?
A dime.
Well, that gives us 20 cents.
I'll match what both of you put up.
There, 40 cents. How much more do we need?
About 60.
60, eh?
The milk bottles. Henry, there are 5 empty ones on the back porch.
That's another quarter, only 35 cents more.
Maybe if we looked under the sofa pillow.
Sure.
Henry, my pillow.
A dime. I found a dime.
Look in the corner there, Henry. There's something shiny.
Father, did you lose the suspender button?
There's a nickel, Henry, and 2 pennies.
Here's another nickel. That's 10, 17, 22.
13 cents short.
Wait, I know why.
What?
I'll only buy Agnes 11 roses.
Fine, we've made it.
I'll go right down to the jeweler's now and get Homer his watch band.
Good.
You think I ought to have something engraved on it? Something like success?
Henry, this is the anniversary of Homer's winning Agnes, not the Kentucky Derby.
Some silly idea I might try to force it out of Homer, so he's going to pick out the gift.
Oh, no wonder.
No wonder what?
So that's what Henry was doing down there.
There?
Where?
Where's there?
I saw Henry in a jewelry store.
A jewelry store? Oh, boy. What was he buying?
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Listen, Kathleen, what did Homer ever do for you?
I'm not saying another word.
All right. How about if I make some guesses and you just shake your head yes or no?
Hello?
Thank you, Homer. Thank you, and thank you.
You're welcome. Who is this?
Homer, it's your best girl.
Really? It doesn't sound at all like you, Mother.
It's me, Agnes.
Oh. Hello, Agnes.
Oh,
heard what, Agnes?
What you're getting me for our anniversary present.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz, everybody knows what I'm getting you but me. What am I getting you?
I don't think I ought to tell you. It'll spoil a surprise.
Listen, Agnes, when I give you a present, you're supposed to be surprised, not me.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, Homer. You come on over. I want to see your face when I tell you.
Talk to you, Henry, right now.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? You have a nerve to ask
me that?
What happened?
What happened? What happened?
Homer, we'll never get anywhere if you just keep repeating what I
say. What you say? Do you deny you were down at the jeweler's this afternoon?
Huh?
Well, don't. Kathleen saw you.
Oh, is that all?
Uh-huh. So you admit it. You've ruined me, Henry.
I have.
How? Did you ever buy a ring for Kathleen on your anniversary?
A ring? Homer, don't be silly.
Then why did you buy one for me for Agnes on our anniversary?
A ring? I bought a ring.
Kathleen saw you.
Kathleen saw me buy a ring?
Well, not exactly buy it, but she saw you looking at them.
Rings? I didn't buy... Oh, sure, I remember now.
Uh-huh.
Sure, while I was waiting my turn, I just looked around. Maybe I did glance at some rings.
Glance? Then you didn't buy it. But Kathleen told Agnes she saw.
See, Homer, you got all excited over nothing.
No, I didn't, Hen.
But, Homer, I didn't buy a ring.
Yes, but Agnes thinks she... I... Henry.
Yeah?
I'm engaged.
Agnes, how did Homer ask you?
Well, he didn't exactly ask me, Kathleen.
Yes, but how did you know?
Well, I figured Henry wouldn't be buying a ring unless Homer said something to him about wanting to be engaged, see?
Yes.
So I sort of helped him along. Men are always a little afraid to say the actual words.
But what did he say then?
Nothing. But I could tell from the look on his face that that's what was on his mind.
But how did you know?
Well, he didn't object when I suggested it, did he?
No.
So there you are.
My goodness.
Do you think I ought to send Henry a thank you card?
Well, I don't know. And what does being engaged feel like?
Oh, sort of relaxing.
Relaxing?
Uh-huh. You know, you don't have to worry about are you going to have a date Saturday night and things like that. All of a sudden, all your problems are ended because you got your man to lean on.
Oh, it sounds just wonderful.
It is, Kathleen. It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
It's terrible, Henry. Just terrible.
Why not look at it this way, Homer? Engagements have their advantages, too.
Yeah, name one.
Well, they... Well, you... There must be some advantages. Otherwise, why would so many people do it?
Name one, just one.
Well, for instance, when you're engaged, you don't have to spend so much money on the girl.
Oh, yeah? What about the engagement ring? That alone will keep me broke for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Homer, but...
The funny part is, I never even thought of Agnes as something you'd get engaged to. And what am I going to do?
You can always leave town.
Sure, that's what I'll do. Leave town right now.
Right now? Where'll you go?
I don't know. What's the difference? So long, Henry.
Homer.
Don't try to stop me. It's the only way.
Homer, please.
Tell my folks I said you could have my new bike. All you have to do is tighten my new bike. I hardly even rode it.
Homer, if I didn't want to be engaged to a girl that badly, I'd just call her up and tell her so.
Sure. Why didn't I think of that? I'll tell her straight out. Operator, give me Elm 891, please. What should I say to her, Hen?
Oh, just say, look, Agnes, there's nothing personal in this, but I think we're both too young to know our own minds.
Sure, that's good.
And furthermore, Agnes, the whole thing...
Hen.
Just be firm, Hen.
I will, Hen. Hello, Agnes, this is Homer. Agnes, I... What? Oh. Miss Lawson? Oh. Madam? Agnes, I don't know what you mean. Agnes, Henry's here. But Agnes...
What's the matter?
He thinks I ought to call her dear.
Oh.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Uh-huh, dear. Yes, dear.
Homer?
Yes, dear. Ernie.
Why didn't you tell her?
Because she... Henry.
Why?
What's a fella supposed to get his fiancée for her shower?
What?
A shower. Agnes said Kathleen insisted on giving her one.
Gee, I don't know, Homer. I think you're supposed to give her tablecloths and old pillowcases and things like that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Homer, why didn't you tell her about being too young to know your own mind?
Well, she sounded so positive about the whole thing. Boy, I got the feeling maybe it was illegal or something to call it off.
Gee whiz, maybe it is. You know what, Homer? Maybe you just ought to stick it out. Forever, if necessary. She's bound to get tired of you sooner or later.
Isn't an engagement sort of like a contract?
I guess so.
What can they do to you if you don't go through with your end of it?
I don't know. Did you write her any letters she could use against you?
Letters? I don't think... Oh, boy.
You mean you did?
No, she did.
Oh.
Right after the first time she kissed me. It was sort of a thank you letter.
Well, you better get home and burn it.
I did, as soon as I got it. But what if she kept a carbon copy?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't think my father's going to let... My father? Boy, wait till he finds out. Henry, why did you have to glance at rings in the first place?
I didn't know Kathleen was going to be snooping around.
Kathleen, that's the trouble with girls. They talk too much. Next thing you know, it'll be all over school. Henry.
What?
Mr. Bradley will throw me out of school.
See, I told you there were advantages to being engaged.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sorry.
And tonight, the Jell-O family of Yum Yum Desserts wants to give a special salute to National Restaurant Week, May 2nd to May 8th. You know, our neighborhood restaurants are an American institution, famous all over the world for their traditionally high standards of fine food, fine services, fine friendly atmosphere. So take the family often to your favorite restaurant. It means a treat for everybody. And another treat you can be sure of finding at any good restaurant is America's favorite gelatin dessert. Yes, Jell-O. Jell-O in those six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. So next time you're at your favorite restaurant, have your favorite treat for dessert. Ask for Jell-O.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry's visit to a jewelry store has been misinterpreted by both Homer and Agnes. She thinks he's getting, and he thinks he's giving her an engagement ring. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It is the next day.
Alice.
What is it, dear?
Listen to this letter that came in the mail today. Dear Mr. Aldrich, I am a young high school student who suddenly finds himself engaged to another young high school student, female, of course.
My goodness.
As a lawyer, I would appreciate your advice on whether I can escape.
Escape?
Yeah, but that's crossed out and changed to whether I can disentangle myself, and if so, how.
And who's it from?
Yours truly, Desperate.
Oh. Well, what about the handwriting?
It's printed. Then there's a P.S. Kindly attach your answer to the lowest branch of the big maple tree in the empty lot on Olive and Fifth Street. Then there's a P.T.S. Kindly enclose a bill for your fee.
Well, who do you think?
Just a minute, Alice. There is also a P.T.T.S. When naming fee, kindly bear in mind that the writer is a poor, underline, young high school student. Alice, you don't suppose...
I've been giving it a lot of thought, Agnes, dear.
So have I, dear.
You have, dear?
Yes, dear.
Well, what do you think, dear?
I agree with you completely, dear.
You do, dear?
Of course, dear.
Sure. Everybody agrees that long engagements aren't good.
That's absolutely true, dear.
They're terrible. And so I think we ought to reconsider the whole thing. Don't you, dear?
Well... Did you tell her?
Yes, Henry.
What did she say?
She agreed with me. She didn't think long engagements were good either.
No kidding. See, Homer, I told you talking to her person to person would get you results.
It certainly did. Henry, are you busy June 1st?
No, why?
I thought you might like to be my best man.
An anonymous letter, Will?
Yeah.
Oh, Homer, stop staring into your soup and start eating it.
That's what Sam told me, Elizabeth. Imagine a high school kid doing a thing like that.
And Sam didn't know who it was.
Oh, Homer, stop that. All he said was the note was signed Desperate.
A high school boy. You know, Willie, that didn't sound too ridiculous even for him. I guess it was Sam's own son, Henry.
Oh,
Homer, stop fishing around in your soup with your fingers. Take another spoon.
Well, whoever he is, he's an idiot.
What about his parents?
They're idiots, too. Do you suppose he's figuring on moving her in with his folks?
What else can he do?
You know what I'd do if I were that kid's father? I'd take him and his idiot bride and ship them right over to her idiot parent's house. Homer, if you're having that much trouble holding onto your spoon, tie it to your wrist or something.
Here's another spoon, dear. Fish out the other two.
It'd serve him right to have to live with a girl's parents. Let him use their pots and pans and utilities. Let him eat their food.
Oh,
Lord. Homer.
Homer, come back here and clean up this mess.
Homer! I wonder what got into that boy.
Pots and pans, Henry. Utilities.
Take it easy,
I'm
Homer.
I'm too young, Hen. I'm just a kid.
Homer, you're getting hysterical again. Take another drink of water.
Thanks. Henry, what am I going to do? I don't want to live with the Lawsons.
Easy, Homer. Easy, boy. There was a letter from my father on the tree today.
There was? What did he say?
He said if Desperate wanted advice, to drop in person.
We can't do that, Henry. Then we'd know.
Look, I got it all figured out. We can tell him we're friends of Desperate, and he asked us to represent him.
Sure. That's what we can do. Come on, Henry.
Hello, Father.
Hello, boy.
Hi, Mr. Aldrich.
Father, do you recall a communication you had from a party who prefers to remain nameless?
Oh, yes. Desperate, wasn't it?
That's right, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, he sort of asked us to represent him.
Oh?
Sort of the party of the third party, you might say.
I see. You mean you have his power of attorney?
Well, no, Father. He didn't know it was necessary.
Mr. Aldrich, couldn't we discuss it purely hypotheoretically?
Why, yes, I suppose so. Now, what exactly is Desperate's problem?
Well, he sort of found himself engaged.
Against his will, Mr. Aldrich, against his will.
I see.
So what can he do to get disentangled?
Before he gets all mixed up with pots and pans and utilities.
I see. Well, let's see. This same point came up in the case of Schneiderkopf versus Schneiderkopf.
Who won, Father?
Schneiderkopf.
Oh. Is that good or bad for the third party?
Well, in a divided opinion, the Supreme Court decided that in the event of a reversal of sentiment on the part of one of the contractees to an engagement, the dissenting party was obligated to so inform the said partner to said contract.
Really, Father?
The exact wording of the decision.
That's very interesting, Mr. Aldrich. Do you get any time off for good behavior?
I'm afraid you don't understand, Homer. He was no longer engaged.
Why? How did he get out of it?
He called the girl and told her it was off.
That's all?
That's all.
And Agnes couldn't do anything to him?
Now, say.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Thank you.
Homer, stop kissing my hand. You should have been here, Alice. It was a riot.
I can imagine. What did Homer say after you?
Well, in the first place, he looked 30 years younger. Then he and Henry began to discuss how to break it to Agnes. It seems Homer didn't relish the idea of breaking it to her face to face.
So
he thought Henry should do it. Inasmuch as Henry was responsible for his predicament, having been seen in the fatal jewelry store at the fatal time.
Poor Henry.
Oh, he's not doing it. Henry was as reluctant to face Agnes as Homer was.
Then how?
It was finally decided that Henry would break the news to Kathleen, who in turn would break it to Agnes.
My goodness. When is all this going to happen?
Well, Henry left for Kathleen's about an hour ago. Homer kept saying, hurry, Henry, before my father finds out. Hurry, Henry, my father will kill me.
Is that you, Henry?
Yes, Mother.
Yeah, did you see Kathleen?
Sure, I just came from there.
Well, how did everything go?
Well, I said, Kathleen, I said, don't you think Homer and Agnes are a little too young to be engaged? After all, I said, she may find someone she likes more than Homer.
That's not bad. What did she say to that?
Well, she said, what if she doesn't?
My goodness.
And then I said, still, Kathleen, a young girl can have much more fun going out with lots of boys.
Then what happened?
Well, then we talked a little more about boys and girls and the advantages and disadvantages of being engaged and things like that, see?
I see. And how did it come out?
I think I'm a little bit engaged myself.
What?
KPPC-FM, Pasadena.
congratulations. And I've got a business proposition for you if you're still engaged.
Who said I was, Willie? Who said I was?
Gee, is it a secret? Okay, I won't say a word.
Now listen, Willie.
Not a word. Only if you're going to wear striped pants and a top hat at your wedding, I can rent you my father's at a discount.
Well, that should be a sight to see. But for a mighty pretty sight any day in the week, it's, yes, you guessed it, Jell-O. Gay, shimmering Jell-O in those six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. For a special treat tomorrow, try raspberry ginger dessert, made with rich red raspberry Jell-O. Just dissolve a package of raspberry Jell-O in one cup of hot water, then add a cup of ginger ale. Turn into individual molds and chill until firm. It's swell. Tempting fruit-like raspberry Jell-O with tangy ginger ale. All six delicious Jell-O flavors are rich with locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. And that's why Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert. Now here's Mrs. Norman Vincent Peale, wife of the renowned minister, with some important news.
Good evening, Henry Aldrich, or I should say Ezra Stone. I'm happy to be here tonight in behalf of National Family Week to present to the Aldrich family our annual radio citation for high quality in content and excellence of production. This is the third consecutive year that the Aldrich family has won this award. And you are all to be congratulated.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Peale. Thank you very much for this very high honor and for your kind appearance here tonight.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Frank Karloff with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Ross. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sirree.
New as an orchid in the Arctic. Amazing, the only one of its kind. That's Minute Rice. Minute Rice for magically quick, quick meals. You've never tasted such delicious rice. Rice that comes out light, white, and fluffy every time. And without washing, rinsing, draining, steaming. Just drop Minute Rice in water and bring to a boil. It's quicker to fix than potatoes. Wonderful with stews, cream chicken, or seafood. And so quick, quick. Remember the name Minute. Minute Rice in the red, white, and blue box.